It's 2:02. Oh, is it? You got kind of used to that extra 10 minutes, huh? That's when I start getting busy, is right about 10 minutes, right about 2 o'clock, I start getting real busy. I knew you'd grow to like it. Raffler? On time, actually. Okay. Messages from the house.
March the 3rd, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 451, Joint Conference Committee Report not adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 13, Method of Execution 1. The House failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 31, excused 1. House requests of Senate appoint a new conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House.
How do you get a like committee for that one?
From the House of Representatives, message number 450, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 12, trespassing to collect data. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Now, where is that? Ayes 52, noes 7, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 452, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 18, expungement of misdemeanors. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 453, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 33, precinct committee person elections. The House adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From March 3rd, 2015, from the House of Representatives. Message, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 162, Providers Order for Life-Sustaining Treatment. Ayes 40, noes 19, excused 1. House Bill Number 166, Electrical Safety and Fire Prevention Amendments. Ayes 59, excused 1. House Bill Number 228, Subdivision Family Exception. Ayes 59, excused 1. And House Bill 212, Workers' Compensation Claim Apportionment. Ayes 55, noes 4, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Next item of business is appointment of conference committee. The conference committee for House Bill 121, Article 5, Convention Limitations, is Wasserberger, Chairman, Peterson, and Bebout. Let's see, we have a couple concurrences to do. Joint conference reports. Senator Johnson, are you ready on Senate File 81?
I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please... Clerk, would please read in the report.
Joint Conference Committee report as to Senate File 81, Kevin's Law, reference House message number 359.
Senator Johnson.
Well, I've got it, so I can't give it a part.
Give him one more second. There we go.
Signing for the House, Representative Escobel, Lorison, and Lindholm signing for the Senate, Senators Johnson, Case, and Perkins.
Senator Johnson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I move approval of the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 81 and ask for your favorable vote. Mr. President, the committee had a very productive meeting with this. The first thing we did was delete all three House amendments, and then we went back in and put in the ones that they had that were quite good. Page 2, line 16, talks about private sector participants, and we added in the words, unless a viable private sector solution does not exist. Page 3, line 5, inserts the requirement to include a statement of the local resources available to support ongoing operation of a lifesaver program, and that would be answered in the grant application. Page 3, line 20, deleted to contractor purchase and inserted for startup costs associated with the contracting or purchase of. Then page 4, lines 1 and 2 were deleted. So if there's no questions, Mr. President, I'd ask for everybody's affirmative vote.
Discussion on the report? There being none, the question is, the motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report, House Message Number 359 on Senate File 81, Kevin's Law, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter.
No.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Excused.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 aye, 2 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 81, Kevin's Law. Did I finish everything up? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Wednesday, the 4th of March.
Announcements? Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., there is a briefing on the Capitol rehabilitation and restoration for all members of the Senate and House that wish to attend. It's in B63. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Other announcements? You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 4th. What did I say?
February.
Let's come back on March. March 4th. You did? That's okay. I just see it.